I went into my room, but then I heard a noise on the stairs.
David, a voice called, are you there?
It was Steerforth. He came straight in.
I've surprised you, he said cheerfully, and he laughed.
He looked at the table.
Ah, he said, you've had a dinner with friends. You always have a lot of fun.
Yes, I said. They were old friends. Do you remember Traddles?
Traddles, he said. No, I don't remember him.
He was at school with us, I said.
Oh, yes, Steerforth said. Traddles. He was a stupid boy.
Where have you been? I asked.
I did not agree with his opinion of Traddles. I've been in Yarmouth, he said. Emily is going to marry Ham soon. Oh, I have a letter for you. It's from Peggotty. Barkis is very ill. In fact, he's dying.
I read the letter. Peggotty is very unhappy, I said slowly. I'll have to go to Yarmouth. She wants to see me.
Come to Highgate first, Steerforth said. Come and see my mother and Rosa. They want to see you.
But I need to go to Yarmouth, I said.
Well, don't go tomorrow, Steerforth said. Come to Highgate first.
All right, I will, I agreed.
I'll go home now, Steerforth said. Walk with me some of the way.
I went out with Steerforth.
In the streets, we walked and talked.
He seemed excited and perhaps a little drunk.
Then I left him and returned home. There, I read Mr. Micawber's letter. Dear Copperfield, the letter said, I have lost all my money. I borrowed money from Traddles, and I have lost his money too. Now I have nothing. I have hurt Traddles, and I am very sorry about that. He is a good friend. I will not see you again. Wilkins Micawber.
I felt very sad about Traddles, and I felt sorry for Mr. Micawber too. But there was nothing I could do. I asked Mr. Spenlow for a holiday, and I went to Highgate.
Rosa Dartle was there when I arrived.
I know Steerforth well, she said, looking worried. He is acting very strangely at the moment.
What is he doing? What has he done in Yarmouth?
I don't know, I said. I could not imagine what the problem was.
It's very strange, she said. I don't like it.
That night, we all had dinner together.
Why are you unhappy, Rosa? Steerforth asked. Don't be unhappy. You have a pretty voice. Sing to us.
Rosa sang. When she finished, Steerforth went to her. That was beautiful, he said, and touched her hair.
Don't touch me, she cried. Don't touch me!
She ran out of the room.
What's wrong with her? I asked Steerforth.
I don't know, he said. He did not seem very worried.
I'm going early tomorrow, I told him, so I'll say good night now.
Good night, David, said Steerforth, and he smiled at me. It was a sad smile.
Don't forget me. I'm not really a bad man. Remember that.
I will, I said. I'll always remember you.
You're my best friend.